This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
On Hanukkah, we have three gzerot of the Yevanim. One gzerah was not to keep Shabbat. Another gzerah was not to keep Rosh Chodesh and Brit Milah. What was unique about those two three things that the Yevanim had to make gzerot over them? We found that there's two different sets of mitzvot. One is a set of a biblical mitzvot, Teoraita, things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, and He wanted us to do them, but not only to do them, but rather elevate them, give them the importance of whatever they are, and bring them to a higher level. Same thing we have with mitzvot Derabanan. Just over there, it's Chachamim that made those gzerot. It's us. We made it from down here, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu above was Mekadesh those. We found many times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadesh, and He took the mitzvot that Chachamim made, and He override His mitzvah to give the importance to Chachamim. We found, for instance, that Moshe Rabbeinu, we broke the Luchot themselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Asher Shivarta, Yeshar Kochacha Sheshibarta. That was a good thing. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to delay the giving of the Torah a day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu delayed the whole giving of the Torah one day. And we found this throughout Chachamim as well, that there was a machloket between the Chachamim, very famous, Rabbi Eliezer, and the rest of Chachamim, and over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nitzchuni Banai Nitzchuni, although the HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew in Shamayim, it's one way, but Chachamim said differently, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I go according to whatever Chachamim have decided the law should be. Very interesting. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes our mitzvot that we decide, and He elevates them to a higher place. And then you have a third set that really don't have a system and don't have rules. They have a mind of their own. And that is something that sometimes come up without any rules. And this is what we found throughout history. Normally things work with a system, with rules. And you have to comply by the rules, by the system, by the way things usually work and go. But sometimes things completely go out of hand and do things very, very differently. We found same things like this in science. We found in science, for instance, that you have this, the world running on a certain rule with certain ways. There's nothing that changes that normally. But then, later on, the scientists found out that things not necessarily work on a certain system. They do things of their own. They called it the quantum theory or the parallel universe, which means things have their own mind and things behave very different. It could behave very different on the same time in a million different variations. And that's the way the world works. And this is how we found over here in our Torah as well. We have things that we do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes and elevates. We have things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes and says, and we elevate. And then you have a third system, and this is what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah has that element of things that work without a system. And therefore, on the times that the Hashmonaim lived, and the Greeks, and they came to make Gzerot on Am Yisrael, they wanted to take those three things that Am Yisrael have and break each one of them. And then with that, they'll break the old Judaism. The very first thing was Shabbat. Why Shabbat? Shabbat are those things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadesh. As we say in the Tefillah, Mekadesh HaShabbat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's Mekadesh HaShabbat, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us what to do. And throughout the 7 days, elevated by the Shabbat, we take all that, we elevate it to a much higher place. That's what Shabbat represents. Shabbat represents the 7 days, that 6 days of work that we do, all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and on the seventh day, we show that it was all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we have the 7 days, to elevate everything to a higher level. And then we have Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Mekadesh Yisrael V'Rashi Chodeshim. And because, says the Gemara, that Rosh Chodesh is not a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides when it would be, but rather the Beddin which means whenever Beit Din decides according to when the moon was seen, or if they have different calculation, they'll decide when Rosh Chodesh is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the decision of Chachamim and elevates it and Mekadesh that day. And not only that day, but rather the holidays as well. Because the holidays are made according to when Rosh Chodesh was Nikva, was set. And therefore, on the holidays, we also say, Mekadesh Yisrael vaZemanim. First Israel, and then the Zemanim. The Gemara says that Israel would Mekadesh the Zemanim. Israel makes the Zemanim, the holidays, holy. Israel makes the Rosh Chodesh holy. Unlike the Shabbat, the Kadosh Baruch Hu makes Shabbat holy. So that's a very interesting point. Shabbat represents the mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us, and we elevate them. Rosh Chodesh represents the mitzvot that we, ourselves, took upon ourselves, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes those dates and Mekadesh in Shamayim those dates to be special. And then we have a third thing, and that's what Brit Milah represents. That's where they wanted to break Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh and Brit Milah. Brit Milah is on the eighth day. Says the Maharil, the Maharal Miprag explains that the 7 days represents the nature. The eighth, number eight, is above nature. Things that work without a system. 7 days, that's normal. 7 days of the week. Seven is exactly everything that has to do with nature. But eight is already above nature, and it doesn't have any rules. And therefore, that's what Brit Milah is all about. Brit Milah is taking something that a person would have as a natural teava that it can't be controlled, and with Brit Milah he does things that al pi derech hateva he wouldn't be able to do, and that's what the eighth day comes with the Brit Milah to put into that kid, and that is that kedusha that he would be able to do things that are against nature. And this is, by the way, why the bracha of Refaenu is the eighth bracha. The Gemara in Megillah says, why is it the eighth bracha Refaenu? Because it's Brit Milah also is on the eighth day. And therefore, Brit Milah needs refuah. What's the connection? Refuah also, healing, becoming healthy is something that's unnatural. When something breaks, you have a machine that breaks, leave it alone like this for a week, 2 weeks, a month, would it get better? No, it stays broken. The only thing that gets better within time is a person that becomes sick, you let him sit for a week, 2 weeks, he'll become healthy again. How is that? That's not natural. That's unnatural. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things without the normal system of the world. And therefore, that's what the eight represents, and that is Chanukah. Chanukah represents doing things unnatural. That's why when the Maccabim went to a war, Rashi says in Vezot HaBracha, Mechatz Motnaim Kamav, the Bracha for Levi. What does that mean? Rashi says that 13 people fought Kamar Revavot, few tens of thousands of Greeks. 13 people against tens of thousands of Greeks. How could that be? That's not normal to win such a war. But indeed they were. Why? They won the war. Why? Because it's Chanukah. Chanukah is the number 8. 8 represents there's no nature. Things work with their own mind out of the box. And therefore, the Yevanim knew those three things that Am Yisrael stands on, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us, what we give up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He gives it the okay, and He elevates it, and things that work without any understanding. All these three things, the Evanim wanted to cut with their gzerot, break from Am Yisrael. But since it is the eighth, since it is something that's more elevated than nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made things very, very different, and the Greeks were not able to win those 13 Talmidei Chachamim that went to a war. And because of that, we have that holiday that's unnatural, holiday of Chanukah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.